Life is not a 100-meter race that you have to keep on winning. Someone we met recently who knows that Vani and I are going through this crisis, our bankruptcy for over 8 years now, wanted to know how we have managed to keep the faith for so long. What makes you believe that things will turn around? Don't you sometimes feel like throwing up your hands in despair? She asked. Of course we feel desperate and despondent at times. Surely. But you know what? We've been practicing Mauna, which is practicing daily silence periods for years now, which have helped us understand that we need to be aware of what's going on within us and around us. This awareness has taught us that the response to life's inscrutable situations is patience and not desperation. Impatience can ruin the party for anyone in any context. Besides, what is the point in being disappointed about life? Can it help you solve your problems? For instance, in a bankruptcy, what we need is money to A, meet and sustain our living expenses, and B, repay all the creditors to whom we owe money. Now, by grieving over what has happened, which is the bankruptcy, by complaining about what is not there, which is the money, can I bring in money? Can I keep worrying? Can I rant and wish my problems away? Or will I be better off working on my problem while accepting that it exists in the first place? Obviously, it is a no-brainer. Anyone will choose to work on solving the problem, which is what Vani and I are doing every single day. This works better, let me tell you, than brooding and grieving over problems. Now, when you keep trying over and over again for many years, as in our case, and you don't get rewarded for your efforts, chances are you will get disappointed and depressed. So we do feel low on some days, but as I said earlier, our awareness points out to us the futility of being disappointed or depressed. And so we sleep over our disappointment and wake up the next morning repaired, renewed, and recharged to address our situation. We've also found a great way to keep the mind engaged in the present and discourage it from either brooding or worrying. We have learned to spend our time usefully. So, I wrote my book, Fall Like a Rose Petal. I write my blog daily to share experiences and learnings. We curate events that inspire happiness. And I deliver talks to audiences, whoever pauses to reflect with us. Vani leads and curates activities in the space of eco-conservation. Together we work, even when there is no commercial return, to make our world a better place. A prime source of depression in challenging times is when you begin to feel worthless because your sincere efforts are not yielding the results you want. You begin to associate yourself with the outcomes and think you have failed because you have tried and tried and tried, but still have not got what you want. This is when being useful over trying to be successful works. You can be useful in a million ways on a daily basis. Think about it. You can help someone cross the road. You can carry someone's shopping bags for them. You can share a thought for the day among your friends over WhatsApp. You can volunteer at a neighborhood social service or charity. Or if you're an artist, you can paint. You can sing if you're a singer, or dance if you're a dancer. Immersing yourself in being useful, enjoying being who you are, is always a great way to feel good when you're feeling low. Ultimately, if you get out of the social conditioning trap that life is a 100-meter race that you have to keep on winning, if you get out of that trap, you will find that it is possible to trust the process of life. That is, it is possible to go with the flow. You will realize that it is possible to go with the flow. You will realize that it is possible to be useful even when you are not successful. And here by success, I mean a truly worldly definition of success, of making a name, making money and whatnot. You will learn that it is possible to be patient. And through that process of keeping faith, you will find life to be beautiful and meaningful.